Okay, so today I'm going to be talking about Bonnie and Clyde. So if any, like, murder or bank robberies trigger you, I suggest clicking off this podcast. But other than that, I hope you enjoy. To start off with Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. Bonnie was born in October 1st, 1910 in Rowanna, Texas, U.S., and died May 23rd, 1934, near Salies, Beanville Parish, Louisiana. Clyde was born in March 24th, 1909 in Tellico, Texas, U.S., and died May 23rd, 1934 in the same location that Bonnie passed away. The robbery team that became notorious in the United States through their flamboyant encounters with police and sensationalization of their exploits by country's newspapers. And Barrow had been a criminal long before he met Parker in January 1930. After 20 months in prison in 1930 to 1932, he teamed up with Parker, and the two became a crime spree that lasted 21 months. Often working with Confederates, including Barrow's brother Buck and Buck's wife Blanche, as well as Ray Hamilton and W.D. Jones, which were Bonnie's friends, they were popularly known for robbing gas station restaurants and small town banks. Their take never exceeded $1,500, though, which was chiefly in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Missouri, where most of their robberies happened. In December of 1932, the FBI learned of an abandoned automobile in Michigan, which they had thought to be stolen by Bonnie and Clyde themselves. In Oklahoma. A search in Oklahoma for a second stolen car linked between automobiles and Barrow and Parker, though a prescription bottle had been filled for Barrow's aunt. Further investigation led the FBI to issue a warrant against the couple for an interstate transportation of the second stolen automobile on May 20th, 1933. During that year, Barrow stole a third automobile. Parker engaged in several shootouts with the police. In November of 1933, police in Dallas, Texas, attempted to capture them near Grand Prairie, but they escaped once again. In January 1934, in Waldo, Texas, they helped engineer the escape of five prisoners, during which two guards were killed. On April 1st, 1934, Barrow and Parker murdered two police officers in Grapevine, Texas, and 5 days later, they killed a police constable in Miami, Oklahoma, and kidnapped a police chief. They were eventually betrayed by a friend, aka Buck, and police officers from Texas and Louisiana ambushed the couple along a highway between the towns of Gibson and Salies in Beanville Parish, Louisiana. You can actually search their car up if you search up Bonnie and Clyde's death car. It's actually pretty interesting. There's hundreds of bullet holes in it. And yeah. The police took open fire, and which killed them. They opened a new era that was called the gangster tick, and especially in it also rose in fashion to where they would dress like gangsters in Europe and Japan. So it took an impact on a lot of people's lives. So Clyde was wanted for many accounts of murder, kidnapping, and bank robberies. Then Bonnie was married to a murder convict before she was even dating Clyde. And then she died with that murder convict's ring on her hand. And Bonnie wrote poetry The Navy rejected Clyde, and Clyde's first arrest came from not being able to take back a rental car. So I say it's kind of weird to arrest somebody if they're unable to take the car back. Like, if why don't you just charge it to their card or something? Or, like, have them charge for it. And then Clyde also chopped two of his toes off to try and escape prison, to where the guards would have to take him to the hospital to where he thought. But that did not happen. Bonnie and Clyde met in Texas in 1930. So, yeah. Here are some facts about Bonnie and Clyde that you probably didn't know, but here's number one. Their wish to be buried together was denied, which I think is very rude. You should always, like, have somebody's wish completed. And then number two, Clyde's mother was named the alleged ringleader for Clyde and Bonnie when they got married. One souvenir hunter tried to remove Clyde's ear, which that is disgusting. Why would anybody want to have that? But anyway, Clyde also lived and died beside his saxophone, which that is amazing. I love that. The gang's bank robberies were often pitiful. And the photos that made them famous were all staged. So, anyway. Bonnie and Clyde became famous, but not what they hoped. They hoped that they would become famous for something that they liked to do. Like, Clyde hoped he became famous for his saxophone, but they ended up becoming famous for the bank robberies. So, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day.